Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 4th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's action, we saw many indices we follow on this video in positive territory. Leading the way to the upside was the Russell 2000 and NASDAQ Composite, up over 1.2%. On the downside, we saw gold continuous fall over 1.5%, and it did cause a reversal back down into O's on that chart. After we saw it reverse trend and move back into a positive trend yesterday, it's now testing its brand new bullish support line as well. So interesting action, as always, on the gold continuous chart. When we look at the chart of the S&P 500, not too much change, continuation of current column of O's. In general, this is what we saw on most U.S. equity charts, especially for the Russell 1000, as well as the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But when we take a look at the Russell 2000 this morning, and this is going to be the long-term 20-point per box chart over here under the other scales section, it actually is one box away from moving back into a positive trend on that 20-point per box chart. On its default chart, we've seen it give two consecutive buy signals on its default chart. And at this point, it's again, within one box of moving out into a positive trend, move above 2320. Would change the overall trend back to positive. At this point, one, it's right below the bearish resistance line there, and showing the potential to rally. Well, we may see it move change in trend. But moving on from there, the one thing we did also want to point out for chart changes this morning is going to be the iShares US Core Bond ETF, symbol AGG. Penetrated its bullish support line, fell down to 113.40 here, which is the low that we saw back in November. Some support here at 113.20, but really saw a technical breakdown in AGG, and much of that was due to the fact that we saw a spike in rates. So when we look at the 10-year Treasury Yield Index, symbol TNX on our site, we saw it move back into a positive trend, rally up to 16.25 or 1.625, if you will. Obviously, still some resistance here at 16.75. But we've seen it pop back, and that was overall what caused AGG to change its trend to negative at this time. On the indicator front, we did see a number of 30-week and 40-weeks move up this week. We've now seen the 30-week for the NYSE move into bull confirmed status for the first time since doing so in early November. It's now back above that 50% level as well, suggesting that over 50% of stocks are now trading above their 150-day moving average. We also saw 40-weeks shift up as well, suggesting that, and again, above that 50% level, suggesting that now over half the universe is trading above its 200-day moving average. The final indicator we'll take a look at, and final chart we'll take a look at this morning, is to give a little bit of follow-through. So we're seeing a little bit of follow-through with some of these indicator changes to the upside. And that's because when you look at the multiple sell signal for the NYSE, some will carry it BPMSNYSE. This is measuring the percentage of stocks that have given at least two consecutive sell signals on their point and figure chart. And when this reverses down like it's done so far after last night's action down to 22%, it's a positive sign as we're seeing more and more stocks shift back to buy signals and not obviously giving consecutive sell signals. So this offers some confirmation in the upside participation that we've been seeing over the past week or so. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this morning's video up. If you have any questions about the video or any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.